哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters and all our truth-seeking friends.
感谢主，让小妹有机会能够和布里斯本的各位一起来查考圣经。
And so thank the grace of God that I have this opportunity to study the scriptures with everyone in Brisbane Church.
也很高兴能够再一次和之前有接触过的弟兄姐妹能够在主里相遇。
And so I also thank God that we are able to once again meet in the Lord, that is with the brothers and sisters that I have previously encountered.
因为神的国本来就是一个家。
Because the kingdom of God is itself one big household and family.
就好像刚才所唱的诗歌，其实我们都虽然活在世界上，但是借着教会这个神的家，我们一起仰望那个永恒的家乡。
And so, as we have just sung in the hymn, even though we are all living in this world, however, together in the household of Christ, we also look forward to our heavenly home.
那今天要和大家一起来查考的题目是"神国与我家"。
And so, this evening, I would like to share with everyone the topic, the kingdom of God and my household.
因为这一个礼拜是，我们布里斯本所安排的关于，用家庭与侍奉这个主题来查考道理。
And so Brisbane Church has assigned a theme or a topic for this week that is to study the scriptures from the perspective of families and household and also servitude to God.
所以，我们在这个系列的一开始，先来查考到底我们每个人的家跟神的国、神的救赎有什么关系？
And so to commence this topic, let us first of all study how the kingdom of God is even related to myself or my household and family.
基督教在这个时代会很强调个人跟神的关系。
And so Christianity in this current generation, they often emphasize the relationship between oneself personally and God.
因为这是一个个人主义的时代。
And so because we also live in a very individualistic society and generation.
但是神的救赎很奇妙的是，它不是一开始就，是一个人一个人一个人这样子的来拯救。
But what is miraculous about the salvation plan of God is that from the very beginning, it was not to save individuals one by one.
而是神透过对一个家的拣选来实现他的国。
But through choosing an entire family and an entire household, God, brings about the actualization of his kingdom.
我们先看历代志上的17章。
And so let us first turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 17.
历代志上17章，我们看13到14节。
First Chronicles chapter 17, let us read from verse 13 to verse 14.
请读。
Verse 13, I will be his father and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him as I took it away from whom was before you. Verse 14, and I will establish in him my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever.
这段是神对大卫的一个应许。
And so this passage describes a promise given by God to King David.
神，告诉大卫说："你的孩子跟我会有什么关系？"
And so God had told King David what type of relationship that God himself would have with David's descendants.
是父子的关系。
And so this relationship is a relationship between father and son.
是一个家庭里面的关系。
And so this is a relationship found in a family.
大卫的子孙要成为神的子孙，
And so the descendants of David will also become the descendants of God.
神要成为这个家里面的父亲。
And so God will also become the father to this household.
神称呼说是我家里，
And so God calls this my house.
并且这也是我的国。
And this is also my kingdom.
那这个国是一个坚立到永远的国。
And so this kingdom is also enduring forever.
那这个国呢？它其实一开始是从对大卫的先祖，也就是亚伯拉罕开
And so
始。
And so the beginning of this family will commence from the ancestors of David, that is starting from Abraham.
所以我们如果看马太福音的第一章,
And so if we read Matthew chapter 1,
我们就可以看见耶稣的家谱。
We read of Jesus' family tree.
在第一章第一节就说亚伯拉罕的后裔大卫的子孙耶稣基督的家谱。
And so from verse 1, it says that this is the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
所以这个大卫的子孙的这个家谱其实上溯是从神对亚伯拉罕这个家的拣选开始。
And so, even though this may be the household of David, however, if we trace backwards, we know that this all begins from the election of the household of Abraham.
然后到大卫的时候，神又再一次的来肯定这个拣选。
And so that when it came to the time of David, God once again reaffirmed this election.
这个拣选一直传承，都在这个家的系谱里面，到耶稣。
And so this election continued on through this household and through this family until it was fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
那到我们来看加拉太书的第三章。
And so this also goes onwards into our time. And so if we turn to Galatians and read chapter 3.
加拉太书的第三章27到29节。
Let us read Galatians chapter 3 from verse 27 to verse 29. Verse 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Verse 29. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
所以这个经文我们就很清楚地看见这个家庭计划的这个传承的路径。
And so from this passage, we can clearly see the route, and the direction of this inheritance, that has been passed down.
接着，耶稣基督，我们也进入了这个家里。
That through Jesus Christ, we have also entered into this household.
透过他宝血的洗净，我们从一个与这个救恩无关的外邦人。成为了神家里的人。
That through the cleansing of his blood, we who were once Gentiles that had no part in the salvation, we have also been chosen and entered into this household.
那这也是以弗所书第二章十九节所说的。
And this is similarly recorded in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
在以弗所书二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19, Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
所以这个进入这个家变成神家里的人不是说像这个世界所说的啊，我们都是一家人只是一种感情。
And so we have entered into this household, however, it is not just likethe people of this family, of this world, when we say we are one family, it is not just aboutacquaintances who are close and emotionally attached.
而是借着耶稣基督的宝血来实现神这个很奇妙的救赎计划。
But it is through the blood of Jesus Christ that it has actualized the miraculous salvation plan of God.
我们如果看到同样以弗所书的第一章第十节。
And if we also read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him.
在这里有讲到一个字，就是要照所安排的。
And so here it tells us that through the fullness of the times, which is what he has ordained.
那这个在我不知道大家用的英文是哪一个版本。
And so I'm not sure which version of the Bible we may be using.
如果是用 NKJV 的话，它是用 dispensation. 那 ESV 的话是用 plan.
And so in NKJV it says that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times. However, in ESV it says in the plan.
那这个在中文所说的这个所安排。它其实在希腊文也就是这个新约的原文里面它是用 oikonomia
And so in the original text, in Greek, this plan, it uses the word oikonomia.
那这个 oikonomia, 它如果我们来看这个字的话，它原本是 oikos 跟nomos, 那这两个字合起来的。
And so the word, the first part of this word is made up of the word oikos and also nomos.
也就是 oikos 是家、房子。Nomos 是律法或者说一个方法规律。
And so the word oikos refers to a house or a physical building, and the nomos refers to a principle, or a rule.
那所以如果这个字合起来，它到后来就演变成 economy 这个字。
And so this word also is the etymology of, which leads to the word economy.
也就是一种用聪明、用理性来把东西做很好的安排，让它发挥最大的价值。这样
，which we know to understand as some method to use our reason and logic to arrange and manage something so that we can achieve the most economic value.
那我们就可以看见神的这个救赎计划，它是一个用家庭的计划来实现的。一个大计划。
And so we can also see that the salvation plan of God utilizes the household to accomplish the greater purpose and plan.
所以在前面第一章的第四第从第四节一直讲到第十节，我们就看见神对我们的拣选是预定让我们得借着基督得儿子的名分。
So through verse 4 through to verse 10, we can see that this entire passage is discussing the election and salvation that God has given us to tell us that we have been predestined to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ.
然后呢，在第七节也说，透过爱子的血，使我们得这个儿子的名分。这都是一些在父子关系里面的实现。
And so in verse 7, it also says that in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of his sins, according to the riches of his grace. And all of these passages are emphasizing that we have a relationship now of father and son with God.
所以借着在地上拣选亚伯拉罕的家。
And so through electing the household of Abraham on earth,
透过他爱子的降生来为我们舍命。
And through sending down his beloved son into this world to die for our sake,
来赎回我们这些迷失的儿子成为他的儿女。
That we who were lost sons can once again be redeemed to be called his children.
然后借着今天我们这一个一个小小的家庭在地上实现神的公义，那使得神的国能够被人看见。
And so with each small family unit here now on earth, we fulfill his righteousness so that through these family units, people can start to see the kingdom of God being established.
那他最终他要来赎我们回到他那个永恒的家里。
So that ultimately he will come to redeem us all and bring us back to the everlasting home in heaven.
所以我们来看创世纪的十八章。
And so let us also read Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章的十八到十九节。
Genesis chapter 18, let us read verse 18 and verse 19. Verse 18, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of earth shall be blessed by him. Verse 19, for I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring Abraham what he has spoken to him.
这里神说到他为什么拣选亚伯拉罕。
And so here God tells us why he elected Abraham.
因为十九节说，我眷顾他是为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属能够遵守神的道，来行神的公义。
And so God says in verse 19, the purpose of this, for I have known him so that they may command his children and household to keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and to do justice.
我们今天神为什么会认识我们，拣选我们？
And so for us today, why has God come to know us and why has God come to choose us?
因为神为要叫我们来在家里来传承神的道，神的义。
It is God, because today in our own families, God also wants us to do his righteousness and also his justice.
并且使世上的列国万民能够因为看见我们而认识神的道，神的义。
So that through seeing us, the people of this world can come to know the righteousness of God and the way of God and his gospel.
那最终也能够进到神的这个大的家来得福。
So that ultimately they can also enter into this great household of God to receive his blessings.
所以我们每一个小小的家其实就是神的救恩在这个历史当中所依附的轨道。
And so for each of us, our own small family unit, it is still playing a part in the salvation plan of God. And on this journey, we fulfill this small responsibility.
神的义不是漂浮在空中看不见摸不到的。
And so the righteousness of God is not something intangible. It is not something just is that is floating in the air, invisible and untouchable.
而是要借着我们在家庭当中的传承与实践来使人能够看得见摸得到。
But it is through our own families that allows other people to see that the righteousness of God is something that they can see, that's something they can touch.
所以接下来我们要来谈我们要怎么样在家里传承神的义。
And so let us discuss how we can actually pass onthe righteousness of God through our families or in our families.
我们在传承信仰的过程。
And so when we talk about the process of passing down the faith,
那其实并不是指在知识的层面。
It is not just passing down something that is knowledge.
那不是说我们在家里常常讲圣经故事，这样就算有做了。
And we cannot say that, well, at home we discuss Bible stories all the time and therefore we have done this work.
我们其实是要包含理性的层面、感性的层面和灵性的层面。
But there are actually aspects, for example, we have to pass on what is a rational, logical or emotional and perceptual, and also we need to pass on what is spiritual.
那我们就会从这三个层面来谈。
And so we will discuss this through these three different perspectives and layers.
首先我们来谈在理性上，其实我们应该要去传承整个真理的规模。
And so concerning the first point being what is rational or logical, we have to be able to pass on the pattern and the model of the truth.
我们先看提摩太后书的一章十三节。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and I was an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in my... I beg your pardon, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13.Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
这边所说到的那个纯正话语，它是一个整套的规模。
And so here when it talks about the faith or the pure word of God, it is a pattern of sound words.
保罗对待提摩太就像是对待他的儿子一样。
And so Paul treats Timothy as if he was his own son.
所以我们在看保罗怎么样教导提摩太，其实也可以作为父母怎么样教导孩子的一种参考。
So when we look at how Paul teaches Timothy, we can use it as a reference to how we as parents should also teach our children.
保罗他强调这个话语它是一个全备的福音。
And so Paul emphasizes that these words, sound words,are the full gospel.
所以它并不是只是某些某些经文或某些故事某些观念我们要去教导而已。
And so, therefore, we understand it is not that we only teach some select or some particular teachings, some particular concepts or some particular stories. This is not only this.
而是我们应该把整个以神为中心的世界观来把它植入到我们的孩子的观念里。
But we need to instill in the minds of our children the entire God-centric perception and value in life.
那是一个对世界的看法。
And so this is the perception and the view of the world.
也是一个我们对我们人类是谁的一种态度。
And it is also an attitude that allows us to consider the question, what is mankind?
也是一整个对于我们为什么活在这个世界上的理由。
And it is also a reason to why we exist and live on this earth.
还有我们要去哪里的盼望。
And it is also the hope of where we are going in the end.
如果我们不是以这个整套的世界观来让我们的孩子相信并且实践的话。
And so if we do not teach our children to bring them to this belief of this complete pattern and complete model of truth,
他们只是单一，就是单个单个的来信信耶稣来教会但是他整个生活的观念，对他自己存在的认识，其实并不是在这一整个系统里面的话。
Then we might teach them selectconcepts, for example, that they have to come to church, that they have to do this or that. However, if their entire understanding is not a complete system in the truth,
那他到学校或者他和世界上的人交往，其实就会发现很多与我们在圣经里所相信的是有所冲突。
Then when they enter into society, whether it be going to school or encounter other friends in this world, then they will start to realize that there are many concepts that are contradictory to what we believe in our faith.
因为整个世界它就是另外一套巴别塔。
Because the entire world is a completely different set of structure that is the Tower of Babel.
就是一整个完全以人的思想、人的价值为中心的世界观。
And it is a worldview that is human-centric, that focuses on themselves.
那所以，如果我们把整个真理的规模从小就很好的把它种植在我们孩子的心里。
And so if we are able to implant this complete and a very good and robust pattern of the truth into our children's heart from a young age,
不论他在学校得到什么性教育的教导,
then whatever they receive at school, for example, when it comes to the teachings and perceptions on sexual education,
或者他朋友当中的潮流,
The fads and the customs that they experience through their friends.
或者是关于科学上可能去挑战圣经真理的这些主张。
Or for example, the theories for example, using science to combat the teachings of the scripture.
那或者是这个社会上的各种文化或者是流行的事物
or whatever culture and trends that they may be exposed to in society.
那其实他会知道哪一个世界观才是应该要持守的。
Then they will understand deep down which value in life, which value of life or which life view or worldview is the one that they need to hold fast to.
而哪一个是欺骗他的。
And they will also understand which one is the one that is deceiving them.
我们看希伯来书的十二章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十四到十七节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 to verse 17, verse 14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord, verse 15. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many have become defiled, verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright, 17. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessings, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears.
这是一个很令人遗憾也很悲惨的一个例子。
And so this was an example that was a great shame and it was quite pitiful.
这是以撒的儿子以扫。
And so we know that the son of Isaac, Esau,
以撒他是承受应许的唯一的孩子。
And so Isaac was the only born son to inherit salvation.
然而这一个神的国的应许却没有传承到以扫身上。
However, this promise of God was not passed on to the life of Esau.
以扫他这边说到他是他失了神的恩。
And so here it tells us that Esau, he had sold his birthright and he had lost the grace of God.
为什么他会失了神的恩呢？
And so how did he lose this grace of God?
因为他贪恋世俗。
It was because he was greedy for what was of this world.
那这个贪恋世俗有另外一个翻译就是全然属世的。
And so there was a different interpretation or translation to this to say that he was completely carnal or worldly.
所以他的父亲是一个承受全然的神国的祝福的。
And so as for his father, his father was one who had completely inherited the blessings of God or the grace of God.
他的儿子却成为一个全然属世的孩子。
However, for his son, he was one who had completely fallen short of the grace of God, and he was completely worldly.
在圣经的记录里面，我们知道以撒他到年老还很想吃野味，就叫以扫去打猎。
And so we know that in the Bible, Isaac, in his old age, he still wanted to taste wild game, and therefore he instructed his son Esau to go and hunt.
那也说到这个以撒，他在两个儿子当中，他更喜欢的是以扫。
And we also read that of the two sons, Isaac favored Esau.
所以这个可能让我们可以去想，那他们父子之间的感情是以什么为基础呢？
And so this might lead us to ask what kind of relationship this father and son had and what this relationship was based on.
难道这个父亲他没有常常在和儿子分享关于信仰的事，关于敬拜神的事吗？
And so we ask whether or not this father had often shared with his son matters pertaining to faith and matters pertaining to worshipping the Lord and serving God.
我们知道以撒他的爸爸就是亚伯拉罕应该是常常带着儿子在向神献祭的。
And so we know as for Abraham, Isaac's father, Abraham would have often takenIsaac alone when he was offering sacrifices to God.
所以在当亚伯拉罕要献以撒的时候，以撒他对这个献祭的流程要准备什么，他都蛮有概念的。
So we remember that when Abraham was taking Isaac to the offering, Isaac also had a good understanding of the process of sacrifice and everything that needed to be prepared for it.
但是在当以撒成为父亲之后，
However, when Isaac himself became a father,
他可能没有常常这样做。
Perhaps he did not often do the same.
所以以扫看不出来，我们看不出以扫对敬拜神有什么兴趣。
So from the scriptures, we cannot see that Esau had any interest in serving the Lord.
到后来他变得全然属世。
And so in the end, he was in some translations defiled or some translations entirely worldly.
他全部的兴趣还有时间可能都放在打猎上。
And so perhaps he wholly devoted all of his time to hunting.
他的父亲可能也很肯定他这方面的成就。
And so his father might have also acknowledged this and also affirmed his son's success in this matter.
当他打猎很有这些成果回来的时候，跟爸爸分享，爸爸可能也吃得很高兴。
And so when Esau went out hunting and returned with game, perhaps the father was also very happy to enjoy this food.
所以他爸爸可能会常常跟他聊打猎，聊好吃的美食。
And so perhaps the father, Isaac, often talked to his son about hunting and talking about cuisine and food.
就是顺着孩子的兴趣和能力来让孩子自然的发展。
And so we can see that he allowed this child to develop and pursue things according to his own interest and his abilities.
这也是这个时代的教导。
And this is also something that we are taught in this generation.
现在的父母都会尽量的去让孩子选择自己所喜欢的。
And so nowadays, all our parents, we try our best to let the children decide what interests them.
然而如果在我们作为神的国、神的家在地上的实现。
However, when it comes to our family unit, and when it comes to our family realizing or actualizing the righteousness of God and the kingdom of God in this world,
我们就应该更积极的去引导孩子认识神。
Then we have to proactively and urgently guide our children to know God.
让神的以神为中心的这个世界很自然的就成为孩子所活的这个世界。
So that the life that our child lives is very naturally one that is God-centric.
就好像雅各他所活的那个世界。
Just as Jacob had lived, and that was the way he lived his life.
我们会感觉以扫他可能所活的是一种就是活在两个世界里面。
And so for Esau, perhaps we might imagine him to be living between two different worlds.
在外面他很活跃。
And so on the outer appearance, we see that he was very active.
然后回到家，他可能就等着要接收他爸爸要给他的关于他爸爸的神的那个祝福。
And then when he came home, he expected and he waited to receive the blessing that his father was going to give to him, which was passed down from his father's God.
但是他真正的世界是属于，是在外面的他的那个世界。
But the life that he truly, lived was one that was outside the home that belonged to him.
所以这个就是一个到后来青年长大以后不会再寻求神可能就是在过去成长的过程是经历这样的这样子的经过。
And so sometimes we see this phenomena, perhaps a youth grows up through this experience, then when they are of age, they no longer seek God.
所以这里希伯来书的作者提醒我们要谨慎。
And so here the author of Hebrews reminds us to be vigilant.
恐怕有人失了神的恩。
Lest anyone fall short of the grace of God.
那这些会使人离开神，使人失去神的恩的因素，其实是会慢慢的像毒根慢慢的滋长。
Because all these reasons and all these things that will draw a person away from God, they are like these roots of bitterness that spring up over time.
是慢慢的生长的。
And they grow slowly.
让人慢慢的去沾染污秽，却不觉得污秽。
So that a person will slowly dabble in those things that are defiled, but does not see them as being defiled.
慢慢的去接触淫乱的事，也觉得无所谓。
And so that they start to experience things belonging to immorality, yet they still do not find it to be something profane.
慢慢的喜爱世俗的事，也觉得没有关系。
That they slowly become more and more attracted to things that belong to this world, but they think that this is also okay.
所以关于这些事的观念，包括对罪的厌恶，对罪的认定，其实这些都是我们要去植入孩子观念里的那个真理的规模。
And so these are all things that we have to instill in the minds of our children relating to how we view sin, whether we approve of it or whether we consider it as something that is bad. And these are the things that we have to instill into our children.
那关于这些的教导应该可以怎么做，我们在未来几天都还会再谈到。
And so there are methods to how we can teach these things to our children, or how we can instill these things in them, and that we will discuss this over the next few days.
那还有在感性以及灵性层面的信仰的传承，我们今天的时间已经到了，所以就会在明天再继续来查考。
And so from tomorrow onwards, we will continue to study how we are able to pass down our faith through these emotional aspects and also spiritual aspects.
我们最后来看约书亚记的24章。
But lastly, let us turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 24.
约书亚记24章15节。
Joshua chapter 24, verse 15.And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这是约书亚他到年老的一个宣告。
And so this was a declaration and a proclamation that Joshua had made in his old age.
不管其他的家庭有什么样的选择，
And so it does not matter what other families may choose.
我知道我被神所拣选。
As for me, I know that I have been chosen and elected by God.
我知道我的家是在神国的计划里。
And so I know that my household is part of God's salvation plan.
我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
So as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
愿神坚定我们对这个拣选的尊贵的认识。
And so may God establish our understanding towards the preciousness of our election.
愿神能够给我们智慧与权柄，能够来活出这份尊贵。
And so I hope that God can give us this wisdom and also this authority to be able to live outthe preciousness of this, what we have been given.
以上
And my sharing here.